Steigen Pasuk im Ilchat Seichem Kashoni Kashelig Yalbinu im Yadimu Katilo Katzemer Iyu. So das ist mir vor, in dem Schneis in Oyal, in Tairis, am Asert in Egoim, dat Gmor sagt, Beheres Azo Kashelig The real white, the pure white in the Torah is Shelek. This is Baheres Azok HaShelek. Seis, the Negev Seis was not so white, was only Katzemer. So the real white is Kashelek, and the Shvache Weiss is Katzemer. So im Iuchat Seichem Kashoni, Kashelek Yalbinu. If a person is aveyas v'zayim keshoni, red, kasholeg yalbinu. Im yadimu, katzemer yu. So the Mefarshim say, as when a person will do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zog, the chatoim that are semel red, will turn to be white like sholeg. Completely white. But im yadimu, das is choyte u'machti es rabin, this person is choyte u'machti es rabin, er kann nicht machen eine Tshuva Shleimo. Ein Maspikim bei Yodilasis Tshuva. Es ist auch nicht Katzemer Riu. His wife will not be the ganze, ganze Weiz. Aber bei Yosei der Shelleg ist Mesamel der Kaporas Avenus. So steht in Maharal, why it's Shelleg ist Mesamel Kaporas Avenus. Und er steht, steht in Maharal, that the Tzeva Lovon, white, is Emes, Chesed ve Emes. White is, ובזייס יובי הכהן, הכהן מיום קודש הקדושים, he goes into קודש הקדושים בביג די לובון. White is אמס. Why white is אמס? זוג דה מהרל, because every different colors are mixture. How you do pink? You put אמס pink inside white, it becomes, if you put a little bit, it's a little bit pinkish, it becomes stark pink, and blue, you know, color, you play it, you put the blue and the yellow, the green, אז יש פינגים in alle Kulieren. White, the real white is a clean color, there is nothing inside, it's pure. This is the reason, this is the semel of Emes. Black is fakat, it's full of Taroibus. This is the reason, Misamigdosh will be, Mitz Hashem, Rabbi Misamigdosh, will go with white clothes. The only reason we go with black clothes, steht in the Gemara, Zecher Lachum. But the real color is white. And they can go and get the Rambam Big Day Lover. So sagen das Volk, der Oisik in der Imiel, in der Asa Kasha, in der Maharal, so wie es kann sein, if Lovon is Emes, and this is Kaporas Avenus, Iuch hat es Echem Kashoni, Kashele Yalbinu, that will be white and clean, wie das kann sein, as Lovon Arami heis Lovon. If Lovon is Emes, noch mal nicht das Stille. So der Forschung, der Oisik in diesem Jahr im Es. And they say, as the greatest sheker in the world of Lovon is given, as a Lovon is given Lovon. As given the greatest sheker, and sein Lovon is echt given a sheker. As if the Gemara is looking soft in the Dorim, the person was made to know that he would be also on his wife. Because he can't, kula balasmum, kula balasmum. So they went to find the Pesach, and yet her ever they went duch balasmum, balasmum. And they couldn't find nothing. Out is balamum. Then they asked her, and what is her name? Her name was Lachluchis. Omale Yochi Chobaheta. Zog the Ran Pshat. Because granted, this name fits as that person. So the name tag is a nice name, because it fits her. The name have then given matter the neder. So I am as a sheker, for Lovon is given, as I know is given Lovon. That's when the spitz of sheker come, ki ilu zain Lovon. So I want a bit of a stickle to go duch. A stick of halachas that I nagi in Shelleg. That is a lot of halachas, but we'll try to touch the ikar halachas that I nagi in Maise. That I saw a lot of some of them. I saw mamish this week. A lot of people mamish nichshel in Isur deiraisa in Shelleg. Poshtim neveisish in the halachas. I saw some shidis hold maybe it's Isur deirabonu, but avari a lot of people hold it's Isur deiraisa. And I saw fashidim the boch in their boch a nichshel. and Isur Beiraisa. I met a poor people today, a poor kids today in the Levaya. Everyone, I asked them a couple of questions. One after each other, we're Nichshol in Isur Beiraisa this week. What was that? So now we're going to have a little bit of the Indian. The first aloche is in Shulchan Aruch Simul Kuf Samach. Shulchan Aruch steht as a. In Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach, if you'd base, state if you take snow and you squeeze it, risek es ha-shelek, you could wash the tilas yodayim from them. Zog the Mishnah Brure, hu adin, instead of the tilas yodayim, you could take two of your hands and stuck them into the snow. Now, the Mishnah Brure learns that it's a machlekes morgen Avrom and Taz, if it's b'diyeved or lekatchile. The Sharatzion learns, as b'fi the Taz it's lekatchile. You have to wash your hands, you could stuck them inside the snow. The Mishnah Brura himself said the nice only to be semech on b'shas adchak and not to be semech on the taz lekatchile. Now, in this halacha, the Mishnah Brura brings down end conditions. First, you have to have arboim seo snow. Now, the Mishnah Brura paskel, it doesn't have to be a boir of arboim seo. It could be that the snow is on the floor, and even if the Mishnah Brura, the snow is very low, but as a chibur, if our boy himself snow, you could stick your hand inside the snow and stand on the tilas yodayim. The Mishnah Brura is talking about tznai, that the place that you're sticking in your hands has to be that it's high enough to cover the whole hand. It's not enough to stick a little bit azay or a little bit azay. Has to be that the place you're putting in your hands could cover the hand. But Shabbos says, but it's only that you stick them in. But if you take snow and you just meshavshef, you end up with snow, that's halfnished. So this is legabe l'tilas yodayim. So the taz zoksi l'katchila, the magravon zoksi meshasatchak, the mishabbos machia, if you hold chedrochim, you're going somewhere in the snow, you don't know where to wash, you just put your hands inside. Instead of l'tilas yodayim. This is the first halacha. You have to know the gabe de broches, the different shayla, but I will just get a rein to the mitzvah. Now, this is the gabe de tiras yodai. Now, the Mishnah Brura and Simon Dalet brings down, we get today also, Mishnah Brura brings down in the morning, or the Moshe, if you come back from a Levaya, the Shaila is if you have to wash your hands. Other the Mishnah Brura says you could stuck it three times in the snow instead of washing your hands. So the Mishnah Brura brings down, first, even if it helps, the Mishnah Brura says it b'tznai that you stuck your hands three times in the snow, and the Mishnah Brura says you have to stick them in the snow three different places. You can't go back to the same place. You have to wash three times, so you go to three different places in the snow. And so Mishnah Brura declares in Simon Dalitz, if you'd base, if Kotm Chofeinu Mishnah Brura, so the Mishnah Brura starts at the beginning that Misvoret will not help, but then it brings down from the Prima Godin as Epshel Sederhausen. Mishnah Brura's Messiah because of Megodim, the Lefizim Tochav Yerod Benohor Gimel Pa'oi B'Sheleg Amunach Al Ha'oretz B'Sholesh Mekoymes Mischalfes Afilu Ochilu Me'ani Rak L'Tfilo V'Yochilu V'Or Antir Esidai Al Asofi Ki Me'ani La'avi Ruach Ro De'ulai Be'ze Be'inyan Iri Mikli Aber Otsa Sachai Yerubush Yisrael Posku V'Chem B'Sheleg Me'ani Af La'avi Ruach Ro Ve'afilu Ein Be'em Arboim Ser Afilu Ein Be'em Arboim Ser. The Meister Mishnah Brura brings down the wisdom was not real. The Meister do Mishnah Brura brings down, but Avadim the wisdom as we have to be concerned of them. As it's easier, you don't have to have even Arboim Seo, and it helps even Lahadu or Satume to stick it three times inside the snow. This is what we get right. If someone eats snow, welche broche macht man auf the snow? So, Ramesh Mulevi says a tzad, we mach ich kein broche bichlal. For was? This is the pashtus, we see. For was? So he wanted a tzayne, a very mechudish dike tzayne. So that Gemara needed a few tzayim, the Gemara said to say, Asheleg, Einoi oichel veloi mashke. Chishal ovev laachilo, Asheleg, Einoi oichel veinoi mashke. Chishal ovev laachilo, Einoi metam etumas oichlim. Lemashke metam etumas mashkim. Zogt Rashi, Sheikoi lishtia veloi laachile. Shelek dozen av Hashem oichel. If Shelek dozen av Hashem oichel, so maybe it's in ishtob roche after that. Someone will eat sand. He likes to feel the crush from the sand. Havad mekenish mach la boche, mekenish mach la boche, zah boche la batole. If Shelek is nishken esser, is not a trunk, as me es shnei, mekenish mach la boche. Even that this svara alein, I would not be soimechan, I would not be soimechan, because the mice is a big shine in the poskim. We know if someone eats ice cream or ices, if it's a food or if it's a drink, it's a big machlekes. Some poskim hold that even ice cream, all the zachen hate adin mashke. Mishnah Berurah says that every mashkim that became ice, it's dinim like achile and shiurim because ice. Shem Zaman has a tzad that ices are like a drink, and ice cream is like a food. It's a big shayla in the poskim. So what we'll say, all of these shaylas and water and ice cream and ices are the snow, is a new bria of snow, and those hosnish can shem achile. Shem Zaman paskim in simil kuf nun ches. Mashkim shekofu v'nasu kfoir, dinam ka'ichli, dinam ka'ichli. So to say that, as ever Emer Shmulevitz, as it's nishken essen, it's schwer zu sagen. So now the shayla is, say, so the raya from the gemara and nida we don't have. So we're having one bracha to make on snow. So I tried to find out, I'm a masbrigger now. Someone told me it's a sefer, I couldn't find the sefer, it's a tshuva for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, as we can machen shahakel of them. A minute. I spoke 2 hours ago to Rav Avadia Yosef, he told me, Shehakel. 2 hours ago. Shehakel. Aber mit Abwissen. Avadia, a bochot that makes Shehakel on snow, he's over a brochel of Atole, and it's a Yisro Day Reis. There's no shayla about it. And ich will mazbuch Avos. Ich will mazbuch Avos. Ich gerät heint auf der Svore, mit der Basin von Rav Osner, mit Rav Scheinberg, also I called him up before, and he said he could say his name, it's a brochel of Atole. Everyone that made a broch on ice and snow, a gemacht a broch on levatole. Poshet? Fobos. Steht in the Gemara as if. Hashoyse maim letzmoy mevorich shahakel ni abidvoroi. If you drink water because you're thirsty, you make shahakel ni abidvoroi. Aber lo mezalim if you're not thirsty. Lo mezalim you're a person that all of your life you're living on soda. Now you want to know what is water? Stop, you're curious. What is the taste of water? You're not allowed to make shakel in the water. It's a brocha levatole. If someone is very hungry or very thirsty and is eating snow, say no. I mean, if Stanley wants to see what it is, you make a brocha. You just bite into it. If you make a brocha, it's like based for Rav Osner, or Rav Scheinberg, or Rav Michel Stern, it's a brocha levatole. It's a poshta brocha levatole. And then I met all the kids that friends of mine, I met Duch de Levaye. Yeah, it's no yada. Welche broche gemacht? Shakel ni avid vore. Yeah, that's me dat me oeil zain take. As si poshet a broche le batole.
So I took
the first
time. Second
time
he has a
time, I already heard. I'm not so sure. I'm not sure if he has a time, but I'll tell you. I can't even tell him so musik. But I feel as he does a time, but I'm not so sure bichlal, if that's his letzimoy. You have to know, The placing of a shayla emotion, if someone drinks because he can't talk, it's not so posher that he's allowed to. He wants to take down a pill, he wants to feel cold in his mouth. So nish kol does haste let's see more. What? If it's very interesting, it's on the head. Everything is even smaller, it's a gilug. But that's not the shayla. That's not the shayla. The shayla is that people think that it's an issue to eat snow without a bracha, and not only it's an issue to make a bracha on snow. Yeah, you have to know. You have to know the snow. You take two bites into the snow, yeah? I'm saying, the day of bracha when you're out of this, it's a horror. I'm saying, it's not so partial bichla, it's a machin a bracha. Let me gain weiter. So I think even, ich will mazlo sein, I think by Missy Poshit, ich nicht geken zurückkommen, because, you know, I called and I left and they left me a message back, but I think that Rabbi Vadim Yosef, and I said again, I only got the answer on my answer machine, but I asked the Shaila, Belcha Brocha Machman. So the answer was Shaka, and this was Rabbi Kanievsky's answer. But Rabbi Vadim, and that's Zayla Tzimayim. I don't think that Rabbi Kanievsky holds that if someone bites his nose, I have to make Shaka. Belcha Brocha, that's the Shaka. Don't think like a man who ever to be Chlan, and she can Brocha. Rabbi Kanievsky, see that Shaka. אז רבאל יצא לי בזה צימון, אז אם יש כאן לצימון. Now, which the next shayla is, snow and Shabbos, is mukta or is not mukta? Shabbos is coming, you want to touch snow. It's mukta or it's not mukta? So, let me give you a verse. In Sefer Shmira Shabbos Ki Ilchoso, from Rav Neuwert, Er brengt as snow is not mukta. You're allowed to touch snow in Shabbos. He brings down a raya from Mishneh Brura. So maybe I have to be magdim zayn. It's two kinds of snow. It's a snow that is snowing in Shabbos. This is the first shayla. Snow that came down in Shabbos is a chuvin dal tzvi. He brings down as that tshuva. B'Shabbos Kodesh, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Eichet Gimel Chodesh Adar, Tov Shin Yud Zayin, Yorad Sheleg Godel. Nishalti im Sheleg Mukta Ve'Osur B'Tiltu. So, that the Har Tzvi, Pesach Tzvi Frank Azei. Sheleg Sheyorad Be'erev Shabbos, Ve'Vavei Ein B'Yisrach Shel Mukta Mitzad Atzmai. Kedem Mucha B'Shulchan Aruch, Meraskim Es HaSheleg Yotei Chamayim. Ve'Kemen She'atzaim B'Mukta, פושט דגם אם יורד בשבס לגורה ממוטו שיורד בשבס דמי אבי מוקצה אין אילת זאת אומרת, הפושט עשינו שכן מוקצה אבל אני דראה איפה למשנברורה למשנברורה זה נשין למד משנברורה זה נשין ונשין למד נשין למד חס סיפקות מלמד אין על המוטו הילד של מוקצה או נולד ויוכל לשתי עשר הליכס ממנו והוא עד למרול רק לשתי עשר בהימה פסקן המשנברורה rain that came down the puddles on the street are not מוקצה you have to drink it you have to rinse it even if it's only רול ומייכל בהימה אומר זאת בשמירה שבס אבל זה זאת בפסח צבי אז היא נשכן מוקצה היא ביזדן אבל אין בפרימגודים But Domelich is Mukta. Ois Choftes, that Mashma, that rain that comes down on Shabbos is Yom Mukta. So the Maise, Reb Shmuel Zalman said that it's posher to him that snow is not Mukta, and even that in the tears of snow that's a shtickle Neulad, because if we know how it works, it's not like rain that was inside. The snow, when it starts, only closer that it comes down from the clouds, it starts to become snow. And when we call Mekoyim, said Reb Shmuel Zalman, even if it went down on Shabbos, it's not Mukta. But now we're not discussing the Etzem coming down in Shabbos. At least this year we're discussing snow that came down before Shabbos. You're allowed to touch him in Shabbos or not. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, by him is poshet that you're allowed to touch it in Shabbos. It's not mukza. When I say parking Shimon Shabbos, Kilchos HaLoch HaLemaise. Le'umas dem Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Sefer Tiltulei HaShabbos, zot that snow is mukza in Shabbos. Because Le'ichozi Lomidi, sand is mukta in Shabbos. It's white sand, not brown sand. White sand. What is the difference? Bab. That's what be the rice. Bab. I get there. First, we have to know if you could touch it. After we could touch it, we'll say what we could do with it in Shabbos.
No,
We'll start if you're allowed to touch it, and if you're allowed to touch it. Now what happens if you're allowed to touch it? Reb Moshe says you're not allowed to touch it, it's muktzeh. Well, that's it. Reb Scheinberg told me, Cholilo, given Oizgenumen in America, that's what he said, we don't touch snow in Shabbos. As they give an Oizgenumen. Everyone knows you don't touch snow in Shabbos. As Reb Scheinberg told me today. Look, Reb Shulman Zalmish, Reb Shabbos, Kilchoso, it's printed, you're allowed to touch snow. For sure, even if you're the shittis, you're not allowed to touch snow. If you have snow on your porch, and you decide to play with it in Shabbos, so it will not be looked anymore. That's snow. Again, so, if you go with Reb Moshe, if you have Scheinberg, you're not allowed to play. You're speaking, even it's time to play. You know, you have in the window a little bit of snow, you want to play with it a little bit, they hold it muktzeh. It's not roi. Now, this what we hold, what if we hold that snow is mutter and the shayla is lechur, what is the difference from brown sand to white sand? Why the brown sand is muktzeh and the white sand is not muktzeh, the snow? So this is what Shmuel Shabbos Kirchhoz explained to me. It's poshut. Because be'etzem it's roi l'shtiyeh, it's roi l'achile, remember it has a kind of chashivus l'bnei Adam, and like loshna mishne brure, that it's roi l'maychal be'eime, Memele it's not mukta. It's a safer Shalme Yehoinason. He tells that even if you're Shlomo Zalman, if the snow got very dirty and very mushy, then everyone is Messiah Das from them. And it's mukta. I'm not so sure if Shlomo Zalman brings the Mishnebu that it's Roy Mishnebeim. Because of this, we have a Machlekes. If Shlomo Zalman holds, Rav Neuber holds, snow is not mukta. And Rav Moshe holds snow is mukta, as they state in Sefer Tetulah Shabbos. Und als er auf Scheinberg sagt, er sei euch genommen in Amerika, als wir don't touch snow on Shabbos. Na, Paschal Rupp Shlomo Zalman Oya Bach Aloche Le Maise, you're not allowed to make in Shabbos snowballs or snowmen in Shabbos. Zachshash Isur, der Reiso, der Rabbonon, Paschal der Rabbonon, von Boine. Steht in Rambam, kol amekabetz chalokim zu lezu, ואויסו אויסון כאחות, הרייזו תולדו דבוינה. ומילא, if you take a little piece of snow and you make a snowball, יחייב מצד בוינה. עוד עוד הרייסו, עוד עוד הרבונון, could be it's only the rabbonon because it's not miskayim, because the snow is aiming to melt. You have to know, if you make a snowman that could stand more for 24 hours, could be it's already the rייסו, you have to know. אבל מכל מוקים פסקן שמר שבס, פשעים שמזרמל, זה איסור to make a snowman or a snowball on Shabbos. Mitzad Boine. Now, it's a shayla like this. What would be if someone, avadem, mimachdus nishto, but now we're going to learn the halacha. If someone makes snowballs before Shabbos and he wants to throw them on Shabbos, he prepares snowballs. And Shabbos, when you see people going cars on Shabbos, he'll throw, it's Mechal Shabbos. You're allowed or you're not allowed? So, Siddhartha, in Sefer, Menucha Nechoino, Zog, if, somebody akad me, if you're not allowed to make snowballs on Shabbos, you're not allowed to throw them, because if you throw them, you say so. If building a snowball was boine, to throw the snowball, you say so. Shlomzal Mezog me, is there Isur to make snowballs? Is there Isur to make snowmen? And when we call Mekim, you're allowed to throw the snowballs. And the same thing, you're allowed to kick. If you see a snowman, you know why? You just kick it. You're allowed to break it. There's no issue to break. Why? Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman azay. Steht in Rambam, when the Rambam makes down the issue of mekabetz chalokim, so the Rambam zog, you're not allowed to take, l'moshel, a person takes dates, and he puts them together to make like a bush together, it's also mitzad boine. He's mekabetz chalokim, azay zog the Rambam. It's an issue for mekabetz chalokim. However, even if the Isur to going to Shul Tzmorim, Shul Teinim, like the Rambam, we kaptzom yachad, chayo mishum beine. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, but no one will say that if he buys a package of dates and he separates the package, he's chayim mitzad soiso. Why? It's not zachum. Not every time when you break what you build, you're going back to soiso. Then he says, when you make the snow to a snowball, this is beine. מקבץ חלוקים ועשום לאחוד, לא שזה המייסה בוינה. ארמח דוס אין. לא שזה המייסה בוינה, תאקה. Could be. אין לך, שזה המסמוך את סנובולס, could be. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So Shemzal spoke at Snowball. I think it's the same, but Elchanan, Mizulay Shomati. So the Ma'aseh of Nochamah, so to make the snowballs and to make the snowball avad is a isu. Or the rice of the Mu'ud Rabbanim is a isu. To throw ready snowballs, so Nochamah, the Menucha Nechayim is Zogta Siyasu, Shemzal is Zogta Simuta. Now, steht in Shulchan Aruch, Allah Zaloch, steht in Simon Shin Chof in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to take snow on Shabbos, and to squeeze meraskin is a sheleg lemaim. You're not allowed to take snow and squeeze it till it becomes water. Again, in brackets, this is the raya for Shem Zahra that it's not mukta. Because tam tefer, you're not allowed to touch it. It's mashal from Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to touch it. So the Shulchan Aruch Ober, you're not allowed to take the snow and squeeze the snow and to turn it to become liquid. For us. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down three reasons. One reason is, Domi lemelocho sheboi remaim, it looks like he's a boi remaim, Domi lemelocho. Another, Gzeiro sheme yischoit anovim verimoinim, people will be machlif in between seichet sheleg to seichet tutim verimoinim, and he will come to be seichet tutim verimoinim. And the Ramos like no reason, because Isur Noilat. The woman becomes Noilat and not allowed to be Moilid in Shabbos. So there's three reasons why you're not allowed to take snow and squeeze it in Shabbos to liquid. Other bitzad, Nire ke meloche ke boir maim. Other gzeir Hashem o yischoit. Other bitzad, Noilat. One aloche. Paskin Shulchan Aruch HaTzveite Aloche Hoylech Odom Kedarkoi Al HaSholeg Ve'enei Choshesh Afim HaSholeg Nomes. Even though we learned that you're not allowed to turn snow to water, to be vain again Shabbos, you want to go into your dira, it's not just a little piece of snow left there with a little bit of water around it, you step in it, and that minute the whole snow slushes and becomes like water. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to step on the snow in Shabbos. Even though I told you, you're not allowed to make the snow to water, Oylech Odom Al HaSholeg B'Shabbos, Afal Pi, that when he's walking in the snow will turn to be water. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down two reasons why he's allowed to do it. One reason, because he's not mechaven to make water. And the second reason, because the Efshel B'inyan Acher, Chazal cannot make a gzeir not to walk in snow. It will snow before Shabbos, and everyone will be stuck inside their houses. Why is enough community to know the two reasons? Because sometimes people are like standing and schmoozing in the street, it's like a piece of snow. So, you know, you push up with your foot a little bit. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. If you're mechaven to do it for water, you're not allowed to. If you're the first reason, you're allowed to walk in the snow, because when you're walking in the snow, you're not mechaven to make water. You hoylech kedarkoi. But sometimes if you're mechaven, oh, I will squeeze it now, I will turn it to be water. A lot of times you're walking up your steps. Say, oh, I will squeeze it strong. It'll be water. If I take the steps, will be clean. Well, see, there's different issurim in it. But there's an issur to turn the chavon of the snow to be water.
What?
If it stays ice. Now, to walk in the snow in Shabbos, is a shaila. Some people, I don't think it's raining again and water the snow that is left because it became hard snow, but in the beginning when the snow is soft, so the problem to go in the snow is two problems. Some people say, Bichlar, you make foot marks, but that's the avadim nishta zay. But the problem is like that, a lot of shoes have, a lot of boots have in the back like big letters. When you walk in the soft snow, when you pick up your shoes, things are written down on the snow. Again, when the snow now is a bit frozen, I think it will not be so much again anymore the shaila this Shabbos. But this is the shaila alamo. You're allowed to walk with these kind of shoes or not. So Medav Wissen, in Sefer Chelkas Yankev, he brings down that it's muta. It's koisev, it's a psikreisha. But he says, because it's kil achar yad, when it's eini miskaven, Eino miskaven, and it's ksav she'eino miskaven because it melts. Kula hai ve'hai is muter. But again, if you mechaven to show someone the shape Havana, you're not allowed to. Because Azeh, you're not allowed to write, if you have steam on the window, and Shabbos, you're not allowed to write on it in Shabbos. Eilich Navi, you're not Chayim Chattas if you did it. But it's an Isur to write on Ksav She'elim Iskayim. So if you have steam on the window, you're not allowed to write in Shabbos. Zod Azach, you're not allowed to be Mechaven to write with your shoes. The Chalkas Yankev brings down, Shehoyo Chad Mikamoi, Shehoyo Machmir Bezeh. That he was makpid not to go in Shabbos and snow that has with shoes that will leave a mark with the name of the company and all these kind of zachim. As long as say a chumre yaseir, say a chumre yaseir. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings down machlekes maharam in Rosh if you're allowed to be mashtin mayim al hashelek b'Shabbos. המערם היו מייקל בזה והראש היו מחמיר שכנו בגדן דוד הראש was מחמיר שלא להשתין מים על השלג זה איזו תמשתין מים על השלג now the Mishnah speaks what is the איזו to be משתין מים על השלג because when you משתין מים you're making snow to melt פרק דה משנה what is the difference if someone is walking on the snow or he's משתין מים So first the Mishnah Berurah brings down that because mashin mayim miyad when the mashin mayim hits the snow, it melts b'teras vaday. When someone walks on snow, it's not every time b'teras vaday. Also he says that walking Chazal couldn't answer it. Everyone has to walk. Masha'enken mashin mayim miyad mechuyev to make it. The Ma'aseh the Mishnah Berurah brings back and forth. The Achor of the Mishnah Berurah is like this. Meikar adin, you could be maker to mashtin mayim al hashelek. Im loy, zok the Mishnah Berurah. She'efshar beloy toirach toiv leizor. Im efshar beloy toirach toiv leizor. The Mishnah Berurah says toiv leizor, efshar beloy toirach. Well, again, what is the nafkamina? First nafkamina legabi lehashtin mayim. Another nafkamina, someone of Asher has water, a cup of water, and he wants to pour it on the snow. He's not allowed to. Starting on his porch, he has his megavasser. Oh, he says, you pour it into the snow. Metolvisht. Again, if Esher Belay Teirach is the issue to pour water onto the snow. Now, there's another shayle that is very matzui. Someone has snow on the steps of his house. It's disturbing him to walk up and down on Shabbos. He wants to move away the snow on Shabbos. Again, if he was with his hands, if he Moshe, he will want to move it with his foot. He's allowed to move the snow or not. We're not speaking now of Isur Mukte. We're speaking now of Isur Boine Vesoisa. He's fixing the house. We know that Aloch and Hilchei Shabbos. If someone has in his field like a stone that is sticking out, so his neutral event is chayim mitzad boimet. Why are you allowed to sweep? Because shemo yashvi gumes, he's making it straight. So here also, if he's taking away that snow, he's fixing the floor in the house. And if he's fixing the floor in the house, it's a chash boimet. That's a poshut. I'll read it. The hemshech of the tshuva d'har tzvi. Vehine omnam ha-shoyel rak choshesh l'isur mukce. Aval ikar ha-shayle ha-isur lefano is ha-shelag min ha-gag. Ubedomor hazeh lechura yesh lodu. Im ha-shelag adayim lo nikrash, vu adayim rach sof, like in the beginning, ubeinu domu b'yagag, ubeinu ha-shelag kvar nikrash, והגליד ונעשה מחובר לגג וישלודים אם יש בזה ביניין וסתירה וישלודים אם יש בזה ביניין וסתירה so now three is choishesh אפשר to take off snow that became hard is the issue from ביניין וסויסו so you have to know a lot of רבונים רב שיינבר told me that in America Alamo will never make it on it and רב אוזנר Shmir Shabbos, they learn I'm allowed to take off the snow on Shabbos. Le'umas them, some people want to tie it only if the snow is soft. if the snow is frozen and it's stuck to the steps, you're not allowed to take it away on Shabbos. And the reason you're not allowed to take it away on Shabbos is for two reasons. One reason, the reason you're not allowed to take it away on Shabbos is because while the snow is stuck to the steps in Shabbos, the melech ke'ilu agav shushis on the floor on Shabbos, and when you take it away, you bring it aside. So, what is the tzad lishna zay? L'chura be'oisim agirech? If a piece of snow is stuck on the floor, it becomes a chilek from the floor, and then if you're taking it off, you mamish seisa rubayne on Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to do it? So they tell you like this. The zayn bezach it's posher that if you have an apple on the floor, you're allowed to take him off on Shabbos. You're not going to seisa. Even if the moshe, not only an apple, someone has the moshe of an apple that someone stepped on and become as got stuck to the floor, you're also allowed to take it off. So when you know when you're allowed to take it off and when you're not allowed to take it off? If it's nisbate lekarka, you're not allowed to take it off. If it's not nisbate lekarka, you're allowed to take it off. Sand and dirt, every time, b'cheftza is nisbate lekarka. Masha'enken, snow, while it's oime to melt, the mele is not nisbate lekarka, this is the reason of the materim, and this is the ikara aloche, that you're allowed to take it off in Shabbos. This is mitzad echot. But the problem is, there is another mokim to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Shin Chof, a Magen Avraham. Someone wants to go to Torah on the mikveh in Shabbos, or he needs water in Shabbos, and the river flows. He's allowed to break the ice to go into the river or not. Or it became snow. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Kosar Magen Avraham. The Benahar or Be'er also. The kevon shu mechuber lekarka yesh bechshash binyan vestire. Aval har beachroinim cholkim olov vesvir le deshei maim aleihem vein shayach be binyan vestire veletzer shabbos yesh lehoker. So a lot of places can say what was mechuber in God's klal Yisrael, that if the snow is stuck on the steps, you're allowed to move it away on Shabbos, and we're not choshesh to the Magen Avraham, it's because it's letzeirich Shabbos yesh le'okel. What is the nefkemine? The nefkemine is, asach mo, it's not letzeirich Shabbos. Stop, the oil come back, sitting and schmoozing, in the meantime, they'll clean the back of the porch. It's letzeirich Shabbos. Stop, they're kicking with the foot and cleaning it up. Can sein, as taki would have machmir sein. The Meister Mishnah Berurah says, only the Yesh Lehoker at Zerich Shabbos. So the Chur is a mefurish in Mishnah Berurah, that if it's mamas stock, is a chshash isur boina b'seisar on Shabbos. Ay, zek av shayim b'mahoyle b'shomanu, zek av oz b'mahoyle b'shomanu, yavad at Zerich Shabbos, our Lord, the meaning was you're allowed to be makel. What you need for Shabbos, or if you're not doing it for Shabbos, stam, it's also. And stam lechur is mashma dolt is a machlekes. Yesh leokel. Lechur is a moker to be machmer zayn. Lechur is a moker to be machmer zayn. So the Sefer Tal Horim, he wants the time efshar to miyashiv zayn again. I'm saying, I know, so don't spoil him that I'm machmer in it. The Sefer Binyan Shabbos, and not spoil him the machmer not to take off the snow that became mamish like ice. The ma'aseh we bring down, the har tzvi is mistapik, suffolk with achorim aloche lema'aseh, could be he can't take off the snow from the roof in Shabbos. Say, if someone wants to be machmer, so don't the har tzvi. Why start to be making him a dafnisht? They want to say, as I spoke, that the Magen Avraham didn't say that every piece of snow that is stuck becomes like chelik from the karka. They only said it on a river, that b'etzem a river has a din of Rishus HaYochid, because it's mechitzas of the river. And when it's closed on the top, so we look at it like a closed place. So maybe you mevatel the shei mokoyim, or the stam a piece of snow that is stuck in the karka, avad as the stuck in shei so rabayin after. Now, as another halacha, if someone is walking in the street in Shabbos and it's snowing, and he comes back in, so it's not biur halacha. The biur halacha is in Simen Reish Beis. The biur halacha is like this. So the Bi'alocha, you're allowed to shake off the snow, but you have to shake it off light and not hard. You're not allowed to shake it very strong. Yesh lenayr bekal. So the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because be'etzem the snow that is inside the clothes, you're not allowed to. To be seichet. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you shake the bag at light, then take is no issue. Aber sagt der Shmir Shabbos Kirchhoff, ob schon das Almen, that if you have a bag on your head, that you could shake very stark. Because there's no din in Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to shake strong. Mishnah Berurah said you're not allowed to shake your coat strong, it's only because some of the liquid goes into the clothes. But maybe it could be a seichet. Aber if the snow is on the head, or if you have a plastic coat, then a vada you could shake it very stark. Even if the andere besorgen, as you do a schitte with plastic, or wipes, and all different zachen, yeah? First of all, as I zach, aber avada, the little water doesn't go into it. If you sit and sechet it, efshel as you do a sechet in plastic. Now, I will also say, a interessante chazanish, is a big machlekes, legabe mikvoes, ich will nicht gehen rein zu dem, בעצם את הדבר שולם בפני עצמו, I just want the ראש הפרוקים of it. זה שייל לגבי מקווה with snow. So it's two שיילס. It's one שייל is, the Mishnah state that it's kosher. Snow is kosher for mikve. Now it's one pshat that it means that it's kosher for mikve. And there is mashma, that you just, if you don't have a kosher in mikve, you just bring pieces of snow, and you put it in the place, and you have a mikve. It doesn't have a din shuvim, and it's kosher, but it has to melt. It's kosher to bring it like snow to the place of the mikveh. But after you bring it to the place of the mikveh, it's kosher. And some rishonim and some achronim, the shach and the taz, learned that the mikveh is kosher, the hainu, you could be tevel in snow. You could go on tevel inside snow. Maybe you can't carry it, but if you have a mikveh full of snow, you could be tevel inside the snow. And this is the answer that Shalatzim explains, this is the Shai, Legabi Natiras Yudayim. No, Legabi Natiras Yudayim, we move maker. So it's a big Shai, and Aloch, and we're not going into it, it's not a Shai. Chuna Ma'ir, Zay Ha'or, for the Chazanish given Ma'ir. Zog the Chazanish, Lechuna, he doesn't understand how a person could be terrible in snow. Says, if a person goes into the snow to be terrible, Zog the Chazanish, Alamon is ear around him. Only if someone buries a mamish inside the snow. But if a person goes into the snow, so the water goes anywhere. So the Moshe, even in the here, the water goes in between every hole and hole. Snow stands on top of the here. The snow doesn't go in every place. It's like the Chazanish, if it's good to travel in the snow, you could go into the igloo and go out. Why not? It wasn't inside the snow. What was the difference? It's like the Chazanish, you have to be inside it. Zangta Chazanish, that it's not mistabel to him, but state that you could be terrible in snow, or vada mekeh is terrible in snow. Even a state as a haloche. Zangta Chazanish, the only tzar that state in place, in the Tiras Yedayim, we said, yeah, you take your hands and you stick it into the snow, it's not a shul over you. When a person puts his body into snow, our bones, it's not shy, the shape of the person can be, the Metzias is bigger place and smaller places, but there is not snow all over. So the Chazanish, the ganze tzad to be tevel in snow is, the pshat is that he will go into the water, and in one place of his body, he's touching snow. Avdem shnei, that the snow is also good. Aber avale sikem izan ametzius, that a person will be tevel inside snow. Chvilo misayim zayin, mit a gemore, shegibreng de gemore, the gemore zot in broches, dat yud zayin amud beis, the Gemara Zok, Ubnoyohu ben Yehud Yodo, Ish Chai, Rav Peoli Mikapzel, Hu Hiko Eshnei Arilei Moyov, Vuhu Yorad Vuhiko Esari, Besoich HaBoyer Beyoim HaSholek. And the Gemara explains the Brochus what it means. Zok the Gemara, Ubnoyohu ben Yehud Yodo, Ish Chai, Tzadikim Bemisosom Kruim Chaim. Rav Peoli Mikapzel Shekibetz V'ribo Talmidim L'divrateir Hu Hiko Eshnei Arilei Moyov שלקום כמויסוי, ואת מדרגת עם נויור בניהודו, שלקום כמויסוי לא במקדוש ראשון ולא במקדוש שני. שהיקו שני ערי למויוב. זה לגמור, והוא יורד והיקו את הערי בסויך הבויר ביום השולט, אם כדי אמרי, וטובר לגזיזה, ויורד וטובר. He broke the ice and he went to be table under the ice, in the water. ואיקה לאמרי, וטונד לבירב ביום עד הסטיבה. Even the day that he was snowing, he was sitting and learning בטונד לבירב. זה שתי דגבר דקי גמורה. The Gemara is saying, דשבוחים פום ביויו בן יוידו. איש חי. רב פעולי מקבצר. היקו שני ערי למויוב, לקום כמויסי במקדש ראשון מקדשני. אבל דשפיץ מיילה יויס. והוא יורד ואיקו סערי ובוי בסייך הבוי ביום השולג. מין דגנצה יום השולג, מדזול בזול במדרגה אין לרנן. עונה הפסוק איפה המינות.